Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C.
This half hour is presented by the Neal Chiropractic Clinic and Dr. Charles Neal, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It is time for the Neal Clinic. Welcome, Dr. McMillan.
Hi. Good morning, Northwest Florida. I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm here this morning with Dr. Charles Neal to bring you 30 minutes of valuable information about your health problems and some solutions you can use before you call the doctor's office. First thing this morning, we need to finish the discussions we started last week about osteoporosis and headaches and how we can help you find your way out of the maze, because healthcare really is a maze. It's very easy to get lost in our healthcare system because, you know, oftentimes you don't know which way to turn next. You don't know which specialist you should be seeing for your health problem. And even if you know where you need to be, many times you can't get directly to that specialist. You have to have a referral.
And that's where Dr. McMillan comes in. Your chiropractor is a primary care doctor, just like your family MD. You do not need a referral to consult with a chiropractor. And it's one of the primary jobs of your chiropractor to refer you to the proper specialist if it turns out that yours is not a chiropractic problem. But also, and this is important, your chiropractor sees lots more joint pain, back pain, headache pain type problems than your family MD will ever see. And so guess what? Your chiropractor may have a better idea of what type of specialist to refer you to if yours isn't a chiropractic problem. So if you're having pain, I mean, unless it's like chest pain and tightness, or if you have a pain in your belly, if you're having other pains, it is very possible your chiropractor has seen more of these cases and can give you good advice.
That's right. If I see that you need a referral to a specialist, my job is to get you there. There's so many cases where I've never treated the patient, but I got to be the hero anyway, because I sent you to the right doctor for your health problem. Patients can get lost in the maze and end up going from doctor to doctor with a problem. So sometimes my job is to point you in the right direction, and we can make that referral for you.
And that picks up where we left off last week with our discussion about headaches. In my 37 years of practice, I saw thousands of patients with headaches. And some of them came to the Neal Clinic for their first opinion, but some of them had been to three or four or five doctors before they found their way to us. Because Dr. McMillan's right. Healthcare really is a maze. It's easy to get lost in the maze. And, you know, think about who treats what. If you want to see your family MD crying at the end of the day, schedule a day where he or she has 10 new patients and all of them are complaining about headaches and neck pain. For most family docs, headaches are not something they would treat, because headaches have so many different possible causes that you need to understand causation before you can properly treat them. So they may refer you to the emergency room for a CAT scan of your brain, may refer you to see a neurologist for a neuro evaluation, or a physical therapist for evaluation of weaknesses in your neck. Maybe they send you for x-rays or an MRI scan.
Yeah. In other words, there's so many possible causes for headaches, and you can spend a lot of time and money chasing the solution for those. But there is good news here. Headaches caused by the really, really bad stuff, bleed on the brain or a brain tumor, well, those are pretty rare. You know, 98% of the time, it's a neck problem that's triggering headaches, or it's a true migraine headache, which is a vascular problem, but it has physical triggers that we can help with. there are problems that frustrate your MD because they don't treat those directly. It's a referral to a specialist. And headache and neck pain are problems that your chiropractor can often make a big difference with. Just call the Neal Clinic at 479-SPINE. Tell them you want a consultation with Dr. McMillan.
Yeah, don't make your family MD crying at the end of the day. If it's headaches and or headaches and neck pain, because so often they go together, check with a chiropractor first. And we got to go back to osteoporosis for a minute. We started with two subjects last week that either one of them could be a full show or more. So we're kind of working both. Last week, Dr. McMillan tried to catch Ruthie with a question that we were sure she was going to miss. And darn if she didn't come up with the right answer. When you mention osteoporosis prevention to most people, they will tell you either I'm taking calcium or I eat bananas. But nope, we didn't catch Ruthie. She gave a great answer. So Dr. McMillan brought her an ice pack prize today, like we promised, for the right answer for that question. And
thank you so much. I'm very excited. This is a nice ice pack.
Those ice packs, I don't know how many years ago I discovered them, but they are, to use an ancient term, they are the bomb. They are soft enough and cushioned enough that if it's a back problem, you can just about slap it right on your back. I like a layer of toweling personally, but it's not, you know, that hard thing that you stick in the kid's lunchbox. This is a soft ice pack for when you have pain, but we need to finish up with osteoporosis.
And just like Ruthie was saying last week, she was spot on about, you know, exercise being a big part of that puzzle. So if you're concerned about osteoporosis, obviously you want to have enough calcium and potassium in your body because those are the building blocks for your body to create new bone. But like Ruthie was saying last week, having those building blocks available is like having a truckload of boards delivered to your property. The pile of boards doesn't make you a house. Having calcium available in your bloodstream doesn't mean your body will use it to keep your bones strong. Your body has to have a reason to pick up that calcium and deposit it in your bones to keep them stronger. Last week, Dr. Neal mentioned osteoblasts, which are the cells that create stronger bone. One of our listeners texted in about osteoclasts, and those are the cells that break down old bone. And another listener texted in about vitamin D3 and how that helps with the bone building process. And that proves that we have some very well-educated listeners. But you don't really need to know all those medical terms. What you do need to know is that the body needs a reason to pick up that calcium and build new bone. And that's that weight-bearing exercise. Exercise stimulates the bones just like it stimulates your muscles to grow stronger. It encourages the body to put extra calcium into the bones, so exercise is helping to prevent osteoporosis. It wakes up those bone-building cells. If you already have some osteoporosis, exercise is going to help restore some of that bone strength that you've already lost. And if you're limited in how much you can walk or exercise because of pain, well, that's where your chiropractor comes in. Osteoporosis by itself is not a chiropractic problem, but if you're having pain when you try to exercise, that is very much a chiropractic problem. And I do the Activator Methods Chiropractic at the Neal Clinic, so we can treat patients with moderate, even severe osteoporosis or arthritis.
Yeah, and that's so key. The osteoporosis is basically the body has gotten lazy putting calcium into the bones. Exercise wakes up those osteoblast cells. They wakes up the cells that put calcium back in your bone, and it's key. I mean, it like he said, you can take your calcium, you can take your vitamin D3, you can take eat bananas, whatever. What you have is a pile of boards. You ain't got a house. And something has to put those boards up and create the structure. That's those osteoblast cells that we keep talking about that you don't need to know. And one other reminder, It came up for me yesterday. As you guys know, I am a retired chiropractor. Dr. McMillan is in charge and treating patients at the Neil Clinic. But a lot of people who I treated in my 37 years of practice still think of me as their doctor. And lots of our vendors at the clinic have my cell phone number. So yesterday morning, I got a call 7:30 in the morning because the clinic wasn't open yet. And a guy who has done work for us many times over the years had a question about one of his staff people. One of his installers had a wreck and was pretty sore around the hips. Now, it wasn't severe. It wasn't disabling. But he's young, and it definitely wasn't normal. And they wanted to know if a chiropractic consultation would keep the crazy Florida 14-day auto law from slamming the door on him if his pain continued. And the answer wasn't just yes, it was oh hell yes. If you haven't heard one of our shows in the last 5 years, you may be one of the few people who don't know that Florida has a crazy auto law that will refuse to pay for your injuries from an accident if you wait more than 14 days to be seen by a doctor. It's completely reasonable for you to say, yeah, I'm pretty sore, but I'll give it a few days and see. But the insurance companies prefer to make money, so they pushed a law through the Florida legislature that says you've got 14 days to see a doctor or you forever lose your coverage from injuries from that auto accident. So to keep the insurance coverage from disappearing on you, what you need to do is have a consultation with a doctor who can put in the notes that, you know, Joe had an accident and is having some pain. Then, if you want to wait and see how it goes, the insurance company isn't going to cut you off. You are documented as having seen a doctor within 14 days, and that crazy coverage limit doesn't apply to you.
There's one more weird complication in these cases, and that's that your family MD will probably refuse to see you after an auto accident like that. And that's because in the world of auto accidents, there is a lot more paperwork and documentation required to open a case. And in the medical world, they prefer to just click a button on the computer, send it to Blue Cross Blue Shield, and it's handled. All that extra paperwork and documentation is a hassle. But at the Neil Clinic, we've done it so many times over the years that we know the system. It requires a little extra effort, but most family doctors will not want to see you for an auto injury. They'll probably tell you to go to the emergency room. Now, if you're having headaches and double vision, you probably have a concussion. Okay, go to the ER. If your leg bone is bending in a place where it never bent before, it's probably broken. Go to the emergency room. Anything less than that, a chiropractor is probably your best treatment because we see lots of these cases and it's usually a structural injury that needs a structural correction. And we know how to do the paperwork for you. So you have the documentation you need and the crazy Florida 14-day law doesn't slam the door in your face. And I think Florida is the only state I've heard of that even has that as a law.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Ruthie tells me that we have a phone call. So go ahead, stump the doctor.
We sure do. Yes, welcome Dustin from Pensacola. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Dr. Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
Question. I've got a question for you. Well, what is up? Why does the insurance commission mandate us to carry that PIP insurance?
Okay, there's a couple of answers on that, but the short one is this. Florida is a no-fault insurance state. And what that means is when I buy insurance, when I buy auto insurance, I know what kind of coverage I get. In other words, I go to State Farm because it's a good company, and I buy good insurance with probably a little bit higher limit than most people get, and I get MedPay so that I have, you know, the other 20% is covered and everything. But that's my coverage, and I'm spending extra money. If let me use Alabama as an example. If you have a wreck in Alabama, the person whose fault it is gets the whole bill. Well, if an idiot with no insurance hits me and it's his fault, then here I am stuck with bills because the idiot with no insurance had no insurance. In Florida, I'm covered. In Florida, I took the time and spent the bucks to get good coverage, and therefore I will be covered well if I have an accident. And so it's a good system. I will tell you that the attorneys are every year in the legislature trying to repeal no fault because they want more lawsuits. No fault reduces lawsuits. No fault means if I got good coverage, then when I have an accident, guess what? I got good coverage. If the and one of the staff members here was we were talking about that just before we came in the door, interestingly, and she said somebody hit me who had no insurance. And if, you know, if they had no insurance and they were broke, well, now we got the blood from a stone problem. They ain't gonna pay. Except in Florida, no fault. So you gotta have it. It's required. But there's a good reason for it to be required.
The only problem I have with it, though, is you get penalized if you use it.
Yes, no. Depends.
No. I had an incident happen where the gentleman in front of me hit a pedestrian, right? Killed him.
Oh, dear.
I was the car behind. Okay, I'm not going to go too far into it. Anyway, I didn't get a ticket, nothing like that. But I made the mistake to call my insurance company just to be sure I was in the clear.
Yeah.
They told me they were going to issue a good faith estimate check to the next of kin, right? I go to State Farm, right up the road there on New Warrington, Mike Bell's office, I believe is his name, and I was going to get disability insurance. She said, well, let's see if we can combine an auto policy with it, too. I've got great credit. No problem. She said, we can't get you an auto policy. Why not? You got a PIP claim. What do you mean I've got a PIP claim? They put a PIP claim on me to pay that good faith check without my knowledge, without my authorization. I went to the insurance commission. They said they couldn't do anything about it. LexisNexis said they couldn't do anything about it. The insurance company would have to take it off, and they would not take it off. And I had to pay a higher premium for 5 years until that thing fell off, and now my insurance has been reduced to $100 a month once that PIP claim fell off.
Yeah, that one's kind of one of those weird cases. It sounds like there's a lot of unique situation involved there, but the short answer is, if it wasn't your fault, then your coverage should not be more expensive. The problem there is, if somebody in front of me slams on their brakes and I run into their back end, it's actually my fault, even if they were being, you know, an idiot, or even if something, you know, a dog or a goodness knows a person runs out in front of them. My responsibility as a driver is to have enough room between me and the car in front of me that if an emergency happens, I can stop. So technically, in some sort of odd legal way, the guy that hit from behind is at fault, is responsible. The no fault concept, if I have an accident and it's someone else's fault, my insurance will not go up, my rates will not go up, my insurance will not be canceled. In other words, if it's the other person messing up, it's not going to hurt me financially. But yeah, yours was one of those very odd circumstances where you know, multiple vehicles involved, and you got thrown into the Yeah, you got thrown into the mix on a really bad situation there. That's tough.
Yeah, and that's the issue I have with that PIP claim, because I'm a disabled veteran, so all my emergency room stuff's covered. I don't need PIP.
Yeah, well,
but
you can buy minimal coverage. Like I said, I pay a little extra, so I got rental car coverage, or I pay a little extra, so I get MedPay coverage.
I do too because I got assets and stuff like that. But you can get
basic coverage, but of course, insurance is required by law.
I know it. I just seen the bad end of a PIP claim on personal experience with the premium going up.
Yeah, well,
that's the only thing I
appreciate that, and it's an interesting question that you brought up there. I spent a lot of years in practice dealing with insurance companies, auto insurance and health insurance, and I said it earlier, and it's true. Insurance companies will do everything they can to make money and everything they can to save money, and sometimes you have to you gotta push it a little bit. But thanks for the call. That's a fine point of law that most people don't know.
I know it. Are you doing MRIs at your clinic? Because I can't get the VA to do an MRI for my back. They're saying because of the COVID situation. Are you doing MRI?
Sure, no. That's $1 million piece of equipment. A lot of times the game is they will require that you have X-rays first, and then depending on what's seen on the X-rays, then they decide on the MRI. It's a more expensive test, and so you've got to jump through certain hoops and check certain boxes to be able to get it. I'll give you a hint, okay? Don't tell anybody. But if you have back pain, that's not cause to get an MRI. If you have back pain radiating into your leg or weakness into your leg,
it is.
Now we're talking something is going on with nerves, and the MRI sees the nerves better. So don't tell anybody I gave you the hint.
Well, that's what I've got the disability for, is for back and sciatic in the left leg.
And some of the imaging facilities did close down during COVID, but most of those are back up and running and functioning now.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Dr. Neil. You've been great, man.
All right. Yeah. That was one of those tricky insurance questions. But the no fault thing in Florida, it's good, and I will hate to see it if it gets repealed. And the legal groups in Florida are working hard to get it repealed, because it means there'll be a lot more lawsuits,
typically that PIP coverage does come into play a lot of times and helps a lot of people, because then they're not responsible for all their medical bills for pain and injury after that auto accident. I mean, that seems to be what it's there for, and it does benefit a lot of people, like Dustin said. I mean, he was not liable because he did have that PIP coverage, so I know it was probably frustrating for him for those rates to go up, but he probably didn't have to pay anything out of his pocket because he did have the PIP coverage.
Well, the rear end component of it, I think, was what hurt
him
financially. But I mean, we're beating the drum about it, but it's because it's important. If you have an accident, if you have an injury, you want to get checked out. I will tell you this: over the years, I have seen hundreds. No, I've seen thousands of patients who had an injury years ago, and it wasn't too bad, so they didn't get treatment, and now here we are 10 or 15 years later, and now they have a significant degeneration problem that probably could have been prevented pretty easily if we had treated them when it happened. And many times mama or daddy brings a kid in who had an accident, and the kid wasn't in bad pain, but they said, you know, check them out, make sure we don't have a problem. I don't want them to have stuff going on years later. And I applauded those parents, because kids don't know. Kids bounce, you know? Kids don't think about a joint injury all that much. And so they, you know, they may not do anything, but I tell you, ask any guy you know who played high school football. Ask any guy who played football in his high school years, ask him how his knees and his back and his neck are doing. You will not hear the words fine.
Yeah,
because they're a mess.
If you weren't able to get in and get your question answered today like Dustin, give me a call at 479-SPINE. Ask for a consultation with Dr. McMillan. We're the Neal Clinic. We're just across from Walmart on Creighton Road, and we can usually get you in within 24 hours.